It's Helping Hand, weekly feature here, HPR One Stations, every Friday afternoon as part of All Things Considered. We put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled, to other folks who are in need and among the most vulnerable in our community. And then we post these segments online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. It's a growing resource for folks to use. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week it's exciting because we have a returning guest. And Helping Hand debuted in December of 2013, and since then, it's been a privilege to welcome back folks from time to time, and this is a very appropriate one around this time of year, too. Polly Kauahi is vice president at the Hawaii Food Bank. She's our guest. And last year, we were celebrating her on Helping Hand. She received the Outstanding Professional Fundraiser Award for her efforts. And it's serious stuff that she does. And we're grateful she took time to be back here today with us. Hey, Polly.
Hi there. Thanks so much. And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you for coming back and joining us on Helping Hand. More importantly, thanks for what you're doing for folks out there. When you hear food bank, I think the name itself implies there's something pretty serious about the mission. Perhaps an overview of who you guys are and how many folks you're serving.
We actually serve 287,000 people across the state. That's an astounding number, but it's even a greater impact of hunger is that one out of every five people in Hawaii is using the services of the food bank network on all the islands.
That is an incredible thing. And you answered what would be just my next informative as we sort of lay out facts about the organization. It is statewide.
It is statewide. Hawaii Food Bank is situated on Oahu, and we have a branch on the island of Kauai. But we are responsible to Feeding America, which is our parent organization for the entire state. So on the island of Maui, we work with the Maui Food Bank. We have a contract with them. And on the Big Island, there are two warehouses that are consisting of the Hawaii Island Food Basket. So they have one warehouse in Hilo and another one in Kona. And we are responsible for their oversight, but they are responsible for their day-to-day operations, getting the food and distributing the food.
And that's a fascinating aspect itself, how you get it and then where it goes. And maybe, as I've learned before, it's often filled with misconceptions that folks might have. And we'll get to that in a moment. But has demand for service increased since we last spoke?
It continues to increase. Some people may be on their way to recovery, but then there are other people that are just, you know, falling into that bottomless pit for the first time. And so they continue to make up those numbers. We haven't seen a decrease in the demand for service at all.
I get what you're painting a picture of is some folks, for lack of a better term, graduate out of a need to come to the food bank or to get food that is or that originates from the food bank. But at the same time, other folks are getting into trouble. And so just it's a cycle that makes keeps the numbers about the same. It's is the overall baseline 287,000? Is that an increase from where it was last year?
It's not an increase because what happens is we actually do a national hunger survey and every state does their own portion. But it's such an expensive and large project that it's only done every 4 years. So we're in the second year of our fourth year.
I get it. So it'll be a while before you get fresh data.
Right. But we know from the number of people standing in line at all of the distribution points that the number isn't decreasing.
Sure.
In some places, they're seeing 400 people in line.
That's such a big, that's a real tangible way of judging it, too, how many folks are standing in line at the things. And as we mentioned a moment ago, it's a interesting process, the way you guys work, the way you interface with other organizations, both who help provide you the resources, but then who the resources go to. If you can, talk about how you get the food and who are the groups you support with it.
We actually get the food from every source that we can. And one is your listeners and the general public, the food drives that are going on, the holiday food drives that may be at businesses or they might be in the grocery store right now. And we have corporate donations, corporate food drives, holiday food drives. And then there's a huge amount of support that comes from the business community, the grocer community, the wholesalers, the distributors. They are contributing what they can, which is a huge amount of food. We're distributing Just about over 12 million pounds of food a year. So that's a million pounds a month is going out our doors on Oahu and Kauai. You add to that the Big Island and Maui, and we're looking at 14 to 15 million pounds a year going out of the food bank network. And a solution that we've resorted to, to make sure that people are getting fed is that we're purchasing a lot of food. We purchase over 4 million pounds of food to make sure that the need in Hawaii is met.
Per year?
Per year, yeah.
So you're saying a quarter of the food that you're providing to a fifth of the state is purchased.
Right. It'll vary year to year. The low part recently has been 20%, and we've been as high as 27% purchased.
Yeah, it's high. And where it goes, it arrives at the food bank, and the food bank is not exactly the last stop for.
Absolutely not the last stop. It's going to the people in need. And how it's happening is there are a lot of great Samaritan organizations that have pantries so that if a family is down on their luck, somebody got stiffed on their paycheck or, you know, just totally unexpected circumstances, they can go to that and that pantry will supply food for them that fits the family, you know. So they'll come and they'll get some frozen food, they'll get some canned food, they'll get some fresh vegetables to feed their family because it's just like a shopping trip. They just didn't go to the grocery store. The other places are there are lots of shelters, and I'm not just talking about homeless shelters. There's abuse shelters and all different kinds. And those organizations are actually preparing meals because perhaps the people don't have cooking facilities, even if they are living in a house, they don't have electricity. There's lots of reasons why they can't prepare their own meal. So they're going for prepared meals and they're looking for a different kind of food. They're looking for our bulk food because they're cooking for 200 or 300 people at a time. So and then most people are not homeless people because we're feeding 287,000 people. So do we feed the homeless? Absolutely. But is that all we do?
It seems like you're trying to address a misconception that is there some where you're getting negative feedback that it's like bad to feed the homeless or something?
Yeah, well, we hear the comments and I think everybody would prefer that, you know, the homeless were not in such need or but there is that misconception that the food bank is feeding lazy bums, and that's not truth. We're feeding people in need, and we're majority are hardworking people. They just can't. It's Hawaii. We can't get enough money. I have trouble, you know, myself, you know, putting food on the table sometimes.
And how do you guys, just on a curious personal note, not like something that I would use on the radio portion of this, but how do you find, I mean, people call? I mean, how do you find, because I'm detecting you're trying to shield off this, you know, it's not for the homeless. And that's someone that, as you know, we do everything we can for with this segment. And there's a lot of misconceptions about homeless people when you deal with the providers. And you find, because people think it's like that they're not from here or something, that somehow their humanity gets diminished if their birth was not in a certain location, which is a strange thing when you think of people as this, as a phenomenon that's all over the globe. And so is it the people right? They call? Like, how do you feel the negative impact?
Well, we'll send an appeal, a direct mail appeal, and I'll get it back with all of the address information off of it. So I can't talk to the person and it says, sure, I'll help you feed lazy bums. No thanks.
I get it. So that's how you get the feedback. I was just curious how that, that's a fascinating part of it all. It's important when we think about food and contributors, and you note this average of a quarter of the food you're providing you have to buy. So it seems like the answer is obvious. You need new food contributors on a regular basis. For people who might be in a position to help you out, what are some of the important details people might need to consider in terms of, I want to donate, but on a technical level, nutrition or freshness level, is there anything that's important to pass along?
Oh, absolutely. Monetary donations, $10 can help us provide 25 meals. And then on the other hand, the food, canned foods, whether it's a meal or it's protein or vegetables and rice, are very important because they have such a long shelf life that we can make sure that that goes out to people in need. And we don't actually take produce from individuals because the liability there is very, very great. So we take produce directly from the farmers, and we purchase from the type of produce that doesn't grow here. Like, we'll be purchasing, you know, oranges, pears, and apples, that type of thing. But we need all the help we can get, because there are times of the year that the agencies are coming in to get food and the variety is not there. And that's what's great about community food drives, is because the variety is there. I mean, if somebody went to Costco and got a 12 case of Spam, they don't necessarily need all that 12 case, so they're buying 6 for their household and donating the other 6. And that's what makes the variety of the food bank. Because if we purchase all of our food, you'd have probably 20 items all year long.
So it's good when you're saying individual donors are a great thing, and the thing that would be most in need is canned.
Right.
Canned.
Absolutely.
Things. And that's an important way to be able to help out on an easier, tangible level that'll keep it fresh, I guess.
Right.
Is what I'm saying on your end, too. Besides the cash to help buy this quarter of the food, essentially, that you're providing for a fifth of the state, and then some canned food, where else can we plug in holes in your thing? What do you need? Some volunteers, other materials?
Volunteers are such a need. We have an annual food drive that comes up in April, and we actually need 3,000 volunteers that day because it's an island-wide effort. And so here on Oahu, where we're at 9 different locations trying to raise public awareness and raise funds and foods. And at this holiday season, we've made it so easy with our Checkout Hunger program, which is in so many of the grocery stores, whether you shop at Safeway, Times, Don Quixote. You just look for these bright green tags. You hand it to the cashier. The cashier rings it up, and you get your receipt right on your grocery bill, and you don't feel it for the most part, because $2.81 can feed a child breakfast for an entire week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, the numbers are amazing how far it can go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did you say, $10 gets 20 meals?
25 meals.
25 meals.
Yeah, food for 25 meals.
That's really incredible. You're statewide. Where's the most need, or is it just balanced throughout the state?
There are pockets. I would say there's a lot of need on the Big Island. Their percentages of poverty are higher than other places in the state. Also on the Big Island, instead of the rest of the state is 1 out of every 5 children are in need, but on the Big Island, 1 out of every 4 children
Wow.
are in need there. So it definitely has a long way to recover from what's been happening over there. And I have Big Island family. It can be very rough there right now.
You guys deal with the Native Hawaiian population on Ni'ihau, or do they get their food all through the owners of the island?
That is a process that is still happening, because there is need on Ni'ihau.
Yeah, they're basically all on welfare from what has
yeah.
been reported.
Yeah.
So
but the islands of Molokai and Lana'i are actually worked through the Maui Food Bank. And
they handle that.
They handle that. So they have an agency or two on each island. And Ni'ihau, although the conversations are happening, there's no concrete solution for them at this time.
And then the Lana'i and Molokai, they basically, the way you painted the picture, if you guys help out a local food, a local kind of like the church next door to the radio station is one, or another shelter, another provider, basically, that you you're like a sub provider, and then they are the direct provider to the people in need. So a Molokai and Lanai, you basically have one or two of those in each of those situations.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so that's what helps. You guys really are everywhere. And on the volunteer note, thinking of the same thing but turning it entirely different, is there a place you need more help on the in the islands to do anything while we have that sort of...
We are always looking for people to help us sort produce early in the mornings, Monday through Friday, because we're purchasing so much produce as well as we're getting good donations of produce. But every single head of lettuce needs to be gone through. And then sometimes we'll get, you know, a crate of produce and part of it is not good and part of it is, but we need to cull through every single fruit to make sure that we're passing on to the people in need is the best quality that we can give them.
No, it totally makes sense. So that's morning hours.
Yeah.
Throughout the islands or just in Honolulu?
In Honolulu.
Okay. So it's primarily your volunteer need here?
Yes, right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just clarifying so we tap the resources of generous folks listening to the best of our abilities. Just like to have accurate information for people. HawaiiFoodBank.org. People can learn a lot more about the mission and can also use that as a resource to share it with other people too, right?
Absolutely.
To try to share the word about it. 808-836-3600. The number's here, but folks can call throughout the islands if they want to help out, if they have a mechanism that they would like to put at your disposal.
All of the neighbor island information is on our website as well.
And it shows the providers that people can go to.
Yes.
Oh, that's important to know. So all of the people who are you're providing the food to then meet the needs of these people, you can get the list of that right at your website.
Yeah. Or a better option is actually the 211 line, but you can leave a note.
What's that?
So 211 is a service of Aloha United Way, and that is like it came about probably about 10 years ago. It used to be called Ask 2000, but it's a national project that just like you call 211 for information and you call 911 for emergency.
You mean 411.
That's what I meant. But you can call 211 for social service information.
Huh. Okay.
You get an Aloha United Way operator that says
24 hours a day?
They're not finances.
Okay. I'll take a look at that. Yeah. That's good to know about.
Yeah.
Thank you for turning me on to that. I didn't even know about that. info@HawaiiFoodBank.org too for people who want to email. If you have a question, you have a way you want to help them out, a donation, a skill perhaps that you'd like to offer them. at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We have all their contact information just waiting for you right there. Things that we didn't cover that are important?
Well, especially at this holiday time, and as I reflect over the year, you know, the fact that we are getting the job done, that we're able to feed people, it's all because the people of Hawaii are so generous. Mm. But the job isn't done. So unfortunately, we always have to ask for help all year round. But because people are generous, we're able to get it done. So there's nobody in our islands that needs to go hungry because they don't or can't get food. If they're looking for food, there is food. You know, we of course have issues with some people that aren't looking for food, you know, even though they need it. But
287,000 people in the state, one of every five people use the services that this woman's organization provides. £1 million per month. It's vice president at the Hawaii Food Bank, Polly Ka'ahi. Returning to Helping Hand. Very humbling numbers and always humbling to get to talk to you. Thank you so much for what you do. And don't ever hesitate. If you ever need or want to be on Helping Hand before I call you, then you get in touch and I'll get you on.
Mahalo.